Hi, I'm John Robbins with Community Matters, and I'm joined by Mark from the Community Foundation of Warren. A very exciting open house, a very big milestone, 75 years. Mark, go into a little bit about this open house and what it means to achieve that 75-year mark. It's been a long time for you guys going.
Yes, thanks, John. Yeah, it really is exciting. The Community Foundation started back in 1949, in December of that year, with about $36,000. And so now here we are 75 years later, and we're managing over $100 million, bringing a huge amount of benefit into Warren County charitable causes. That means that we can give in excess of about $4.5 million in scholarship and grants, all for the benefit of Warren County. So incredible growth over the first 75 years, and that's really an accomplishment of both sound financial management at the foundation, as well as many donations and contributions over the years, people establishing additional funds and so forth. So it's really a tribute to the generosity of Warren County.
A very giving community. I've learned that since coming in and learning about Warren. But let's go into this open house a little bit. What are the details on that? What's going on there?
So, yeah, in celebration of our first 75 years, on Thursday, December 12th, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the evening, we're going to have an open house. And so we hope that everyone will stop in and enjoy some holiday cookies and hot chocolate with us. We're also going to have some live musical performance throughout the day, which will be really nice, from Warren Music Conservatory, a pianist, actually a refugee from the Ukraine, which is part of the Warren Area Refugee Relocation Network. She'll be performing here. The Warren Summer Music School Ensemble and an ensemble from the Warren Philharmonic. We'll have those live performances during the day, which will really be enjoyable. And then we're also collecting non-perishable food items and donations throughout the day, all for the benefit of food pantries in Warren County.
And if people are looking to help out or donate to the Community Foundation of Warren, where can they go? How can they help out? Just any sort of information that would help out somebody if they're looking to help.
Yeah, certainly. Everyone can always visit our website at cfowc.org, but also we hope they'll come and join us on Thursday, December 12th at the open house. We have a lot of great informational posters and handouts available about the various projects that we have here at the foundation, scholarships and grants, and creating funds here at the foundation. So we have a lot of information to share, as well as some interesting historical information as well. And we're always happy to have people stop in and talk with us about any of those topics. And they can always call us as well at 814-726-9553. We're always here to help.
And I'll just give you one last, floor is yours, anything you want to put out there, and just one last bit on the information for this open house so people can attend. If anybody tuned in late and kind of caught the back end of our conversation, when is this open house once again, and anything you want to share with the community?
Yeah, so thank you to everyone in the community who's been a part of what we do at the foundation now and over the many, many years. We are celebrating our first 75 years, and in celebration, we'll have that open house on Thursday, December 12th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at 310 2nd Avenue in Warren. We're right next door to Jamestown Mattress, and we'll be here with live musical performance. We hope people stop in and have some hot chocolate and holiday cookies with us, and they can also bring in their non-perishable food items, which will benefit Warren County food pantries. Should be a great day, and we hope everyone joins us.
Well, appreciate you coming on, Mark. Thank you so much. And everybody, go out for that open house. Sounds like a wonderful event in downtown Warren.
Thank you so much.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, John Robbins. A special segment coming up courtesy of Dave Engstrom, a commentator normally on Warren football and Warren basketball. He'll bring us Coach's Corner, a special edition right here on Community Matters. Not just the girls' basketball preview, but the boys' basketball preview. So let's just get right into it. This is Dave Engstrom. This is pre-recorded, but your preview of the Warren Dragons basketball teams for the 2024-25 season.
Good evening. I'm Dave Engstrom with a special edition of Coach's Corner. Today we're doing a basketball edition. You know how we usually do Dragon football. Now it's Dragon basketball season. And with me tonight is our new coach, Jenny Phillips. Jenny, welcome to Coach's Corner.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
First off, let's introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about your basketball background and your basketball philosophy.
Sure. So I was born and raised in Warren, actually played throughout the school system, Beatty, and played in Warren High in the late 90s, graduated in 2000. From there, I went and walked on to York College of Pennsylvania, where I went to college, made the team, played for a couple years, really great experience. And then moved home about 16 years ago after being away in college and in the workforce in Baltimore and in near Cleveland, Ohio. And fortunately, about 6 years ago, Lisa Levan had asked me to be an assistant for her. And so that's really where my story began. So for the past six seasons, have been with her on this incredible journey with, all of her girls and all the great players that have come through. And certainly with her resignation, I guess it was just something that I really wanted to do and kind of wanted to keep with the girls that we had on the team and certainly continue to build the program like she has.
And what about your hoops philosophy? Are you run and gun? Are you stall tactic? Are you aggressive defense? What kind of philosophy are you bringing into the Lady Dragons this year?
Yeah, so this year specifically, with the returners that we have, we're really quick. We have a really great group of athletes on our hands, and this year will probably be a lot of fast-paced play. I mean, got to use what I have, and these girls just want to go. And so I think this year it's definitely going to be, quick transitions up and down the floor, and when we need to slow the pace of play, we certainly will. But if we can just outlast our teams by just getting up and down the floor as much as we can, hey, I'm all about it. So.
And who are your coaches this year, and have you named your team captains yet?
Sure. Yeah, so the coaching staff this year is a very new coaching staff. Ultimately, when Lisa decided to step down, so did her longstanding assistant, John White. And so my assistant this year will be, her name is Beth Ingerson. She was actually my middle school coach at Beatty. And so she has some experience coaching 7th and 8th grade, and she really wanted to step up as well and get to the high school. So along with her, we have some other great volunteers that have decided to help out. Lauren Ranke, Lily Nobles, and then two returners that we had last year, Mark Linz and Connor Finch, will also be helping us out this year. So,
okay. Team captains?
Our team captains this year were voted by the team, and they'll be seniors Alyssa Farr and Alana Stewart.
Good. So last year was the first ever PIAA state playoff victory, and you guys were actually a top 16 finisher in the state of Pennsylvania. Congratulations on that. But you had some key losses. Key losses this year, one was Coach LeVan. Also, Sammy Ruhlman, Hallie Kuzminski, and Caitlin Barney. Now, do you have any key additions?
Yeah, it's a really great question. This year, we do see a lot of newcomers, actually. We have solid five returners that did see a couple starters in Alyssa and Alana. They started last year. And then a couple of my new starters, again, also saw some varsity time last year, and I think that they're ready to kind of take the helm with that. So Peyton Watterson, Emma Roll, and Emily Davidson will kind of round out my starting five. Certainly have some other younger players that are starting to kind of come into their own and fill some of those other key roles that we're going to need. This year, my problem is I have a lot of bigs. essentially on my JV squad that certainly are starting to kind of step into their own. Peyton Hag, Maggie Bennett, and a newcomer Tori Solberg. You know, they're really starting to play really well in practice and our scrimmage on Friday, and a couple guards that, you know, are going to be really key and come into the rotation. Freshman Lily Richards, Abby Roll. You know, they've been with me all summer and they've really, really improved, and so I'm really ecstatic to see what they're going to do for us this year.
Are these girls, are they play-oriented, or do they like to hit to three?
It's a good question. So I think, you know, one of my advantages this year is my starting five. They can all shoot the three. And so for teams to play us, they're going to have to guard every single one of them. It's not like they can slack off on one or the other, which, you know, I think is a great advantage for us. And then when I have some of my bigs come off the bench, like I had mentioned, you know, they're going to be a force underneath. And, again, super excited to see, you know, what they do this year and how our team meshes out on the court.
So what are some of your team goals for this year?
I think first and foremost, these girls want redemption at D10. You know, losing to Fairview by 2 in the D10 championship last year was devastating, you know, and to play against a team like Fairview and have a score be 26-28 really speaks for the defensive side of both teams and, you know, hungry for that D10 championship. And unfortunately, they got one more basket in the hoop than we did. And so that's first and foremost. Those girls want kind of redemption. It will be a challenge, though. You know, we stepped up to 6A this year. We went from 4A to 6A. And so, you know, while we will see Fairview in one game this season, you know, our big defeats are McDowell and Erie High. So for that D10 championship, and we see them twice, both teams this year. So, you know, it'll be a real feat. So, but, you know, these girls are hungry, they're determined, and I think that they have the grit to get it done. So,
plus, don't forget the Cathedral Prep team. They're on your schedule, too.
Yes, they are. We don't have to compete against them for District 10 because they're a Region 5 team. Region 5 and Region 6 combined for our region this year. So, yeah, our big region players will be Cathedral Prep, Erie High, and McDowell. And then for D10, you know, we'll go against the other 6A schools, which are McDowell and Erie High. So.
Plus, I think the final McBride girl has graduated, so you don't have to deal with her this year.
Yeah, she's gone and playing at Georgetown. But you know, Prep does have Addie Beal, which is she's a big force for them, and you know it's a tough component. And you know, like in years past, we'll do what we can to prepare for it and strategize from a scout standpoint and just kind of go from there. But yeah, definitely gonna be a big game.
So as of interview time, you guys are scheduled to play Northwestern tomorrow night, which would be Tuesday night, the 3rd. In Erie, still here, waiting to hear on that game, but good luck on that one. But you guys have the tip-off tournament coming up at Massa Gymnasium this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. Friday night, you play the Union City girls.
Yeah, so, you know, great group of teams coming in this weekend. You know, yeah, we play Union City. Our JV starts at 3:30. We'll play Union City then. And then Maplewood and Orchard Park will play the next JV and the first varsity game. And then we'll meet Union City again in the varsity game at 8 o'clock. And then again, you know, Saturday, same thing. We'll have, you know, formats where it's not necessarily a tournament, but it's just, you know, four teams coming together, you know, trying to get some games in for, you know, kind of an opening weekend. And then the next night on Saturday, we'll play Maplewood. And so the games will be start at 3, and then the varsity games will be 6 and 7:30 again. So we'll play and meet Maplewood at 7:30 on Saturday night. So, again, looking forward to it. Can't wait to see kind of, you know, how we fare this weekend, and certainly tomorrow, you know, playing Northwestern. So.
Okay, Dragon fans, there you go. That's new head coach of the Whirling Girls basketball team, Jenny Phillips. And don't forget, coming up to action Friday night and Saturday, Union City and Maplewood. Check them out. For Coach's Corner with head coach Jenny Phillips, I'm Dave Engstrom. We talked to Coach Jenny Phillips yesterday. We're talking to Coach Jeff Burdine today, the men's team. Coach, welcome to Coach's Corner.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you having me.
24 seasons, huh?
Yep.
It's been a long 24 seasons. I bet we could sit here and just tell stories about those.
A lot of memories.
A lot of memories. Last year, you guys were 20-6, District 10 4A champions as you beat Hickory. Any thoughts on the last season?
Great group of kids. They really came together, put aside their own individual goals for the betterment of the team, and that really led to a lot of success at that level last year for us. It was great getting Hickory back. They had knocked us out the previous 3 years, I think, so being able to get that one with that group of kids was very special for us and the community.
So tell me about a little bit about your basketball philosophy. Are you run and gun? Are you stall? Are you up-tempo? What kind of philosophy do you guys practice?
Well, we practice a lot of stuff because what I've learned in the, all the years that I've done it is that each year your personnel changes a little bit, and to have one philosophy or one thought process that's going and you're going to try to fit those kids into what you want to do at the high school level doesn't always work. So you have to be flexible. You have to kind of learn, you know, as we go, what works, what doesn't work, what personnel we have for what situations, who's going to be able to fill what roles, things of that nature. And that's kind of what the month of December is for, is to try to figure those things out. So when we jump into region play, you know, try to get all those home region games that wins we can get. That's very important. So normally, last year we were very fast. We were a small team. Who was very athletic, played very well when we played fast. This year we're going to see how we work. We might be more of a ground and pound type philosophy where we're going to have some bigs on the floor. We might have to do different presses in different situations and different rotations. The good thing about this year's team is last year I didn't think we were super deep, but this year's team I really have three kids that I think are going to play a lot of the minutes, and then I have eight other ones who I think really can step up and be valuable contributors.
Okay, talking about last year's team, you graduated six seniors, including point guard Tommy Nyquist, Brady Burdine, Braylon Barnes, Johnny Cochran, Connor Hoffman. Big part of that 20-6 team. How do you reload?
So we have Chase and Logan back, two kids who played a ton of games, a ton of minutes for us last year. We really rotate. I did a good job, I think, last year rotating them, getting them in as the fifth starter pretty much every game except for senior night. I think those two have a lot more to offer on the offensive side of things because last year we didn't ask them to do a lot. There was a lot of offensive talent on the team that left. So this year their roles are going to be a lot different. Layden Wooderson steps in as a transfer from Sheffield as a senior, has played a lot of minutes for them, so I'm looking for big things from him. And then after that, we've got a couple other juniors and some seniors that I think are going to take advantage of the opportunities that they earn.
Okay. Any key additions you got this year? You talked about Wooderson. Anybody else?
Like I said, coming up from the JV level, Jacob McMeans, Lucas Thrift, Grady Corey, Colin Zadarko, Tage Wyman are all coming up from that level. And then we did also have two other transfers from Sheffield and Alan Eaton and Austin Fiscus. So I think that's about the eight or so kids that I have that are going to round out that varsity I have. So that'll be an interesting group. David Huffman, who was a senior this year, he's coming back. He hadn't played it a couple years, but he wanted to come back, and he gives us a lot of opportunity to see kind of how he'll fit in as well.
Okay, backtracking a little bit, who are your captains this year?
My captains normally every year are my seniors, so this year I have Chase Sittler, Grady Corey, Layden Wooderson, and David Huffman.
Okay, and what about your assistant coaches?
Jeff Eaton returns as my main assistant coach. Dave Papalea continues his role as a volunteer coach for me. And then at the junior high levels, Steve O'Newfer, who's been doing junior high for me for a long, long time. And then one of my longtime assistants, Joe McGraw, is stepping back into coaching again down at Beatty as well. So excited about that for those guys.
Yeah, Beatty has a couple good coaches there coming up. Team goals this year. What do you set as your team goals?
Normally our team goal is once again, we want to get ourselves into the playoffs and put ourselves in the best opportunity to win a District 10 championship, and all the years, and I guess you could say I had 22 years of failure and one success when you set the benchmark that high. But this year I think we have a really good chance at being a region champion. We have to defend our home turf. We have to do a good job of taking care of, those home wins when you can get them, because whenever you go on the road in District 10 Region 4, you can lose games pretty quick if you're not focused.
Okay, what about key matchups on your schedule? Who do you look at your schedule and go, oh, let's circle that guy, that team, this team, any key matchup? I know I'm going to mention one to you here in a minute if you don't mention it, but who do you think are your key matchups?
Well, I think in December we always go to Brookville, so we normally are looking at trying to set up a date with them. We've had some great games with Brookville over the years. The last 5-10 years have been tremendous games down in that tournament. Gerard comes in, coming off a tremendous year last year. Got a lot of respect for Coach Shear and how he does things there. His kids worked extremely hard. Bradford's got a lot back, and then we play Olean again this year up in our Joe DiCerbo Holiday Memorial Tournament, and we played them last year, and they gave us a real good game up there for three quarters. So, and they have a lot back, so I'm expecting those games to kind of be games that I'm looking at early to see where we're at.
Okay. I was going to say Franklin, because I remember last year with the Franklin games, you went down there, they came back, beat you by two, you came up here, they had a real good game, and then you played them tough, and they had a couple of guys who are back this year. I can't, name slips me right now, but they should be okay.
Yeah, they're going to be a super young team, kind of like us. A lot of kids were in that class, graduating class. Most of their starters, if not all of them, were in that class. But they'll be a talented team. They're well coached. I know their coach, moved on to take an opportunity to watch his son play in college. So I'm happy for him. But Franklin's one of those programs. As long as I've played Franklin, which dates all the way back to my high school playing days, they've always been solid. And I expect that much from them every year.
And if I'm right, they were state runner-up last year? Okay, yep. Okay, so you guys start off with the Brookville tournament. And who are you playing in that?
Yeah. First round game is versus Rockway, and then it's to be determined after that. I couldn't even tell you who Brookville plays in the other second game, so I just know they play. Not sure who the fourth team is. I haven't looked that close yet, other than our first game. Kind of worried. That's always the one I'm most worried about, so is that first one.
And then your first home game here at Massa Gymnasium will be against the Yellow Jackets of Girard on December 13th.
Should be a good one. They play a really unique style of basketball when it comes to, how they go about things. Their coach does a really good job, had a lot of success, since he's become involved in that program. We share a lot of film. We talk a lot during summer league. So it'll be a good game. And then once again, they're another team who's stepping up from 3A to 4A this year. So a lot of teams made the jump this year from 3A to 4A, that are going to be involved in the playoffs. So it gives us a chance to step on the floor with them to kind of see where we need to improve on.
Okay, Coach, good luck. And you've been listening to Coach's Corner with Head Coach Jeff Burdine of the Warren Area Boys Basketball Team. I'm Dave Engstrom, and that's Coach's Corner for tonight.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I'm your host, John Robbins. I'm joined by Jen Hale. A lot of interesting things going on. Jen, fill us in. There's a lot to get to, so let's just get right into it.
Sure. Thanks for having me, John. I wanted to talk today a little bit about the Kids Fit program that we have at the Warren Y. This Kids Fit program is something that I've been working on for several years now. It began back in 2020, at the end of the year, and we've been running it ever since. And the program is a great program from the aspect that it's for kids of all abilities and all levels. I take in kids from the ages of 5 to 12, and the program is funded in part by what is called our Champion Program, and our Champion Program is for our community members with special needs, whether it be social or emotional development, things of other nature such as, different aspects of physical need or mental need, but also our program is for any kid that wants to be involved. We make the program very inclusive and adaptive. The program itself, the Champion Program, is supported by a grant that we receive from the Edith L. Trees Charitable Trust. So it affords us a lot of different abilities to have fun classes that might otherwise cost a lot of money to the individual, and it doesn't in this case. We have three different programs going on right now across the year. We run a year-round class that has activities for fitness. We run an outdoor class in the winter that involves cross-country skiing along with other snow-type fun, in which, you know, our recent snow will allow us to do some of that. And then we have a very popular program in the summer that we partner with Skywalker Stables, where we allow the students to learn about horseback riding and the care of horses.
It's a lot of information, but you answered all the questions I would have asked, except for where can people find the information to sign up and just further information that's kind of hard to portray over a quick radio interview. Just more information, and where can people sign up?
Right, yes, so I can definitely help you with that. So this program is administered by the Warren Y, so you can always call the Warren Y at 814-726-0110, or you can visit our warrenymca.org website and find more information about all of our programs. If you search Kids Fits, that's Kids with a Z, Fit, you'll find the programs, or also you can search Champion Programs for all of our different programming opportunities under the Champion Program. Coming up here in the new year, you know, our first classes of the new year will start in early January, and starting mid-month in December, we can begin signing up for those classes that start. I believe the first Tuesday, Thursday class is on January 7th, and our classes run in a five-week session program.
Well, Jen, any further information you want to give us? I mean, the floor is yours. This is a very wonderful opportunity. And just one more time, just in case people were tuning in a little bit late, just a quick synopsis on what this Kids Fit program is at the Y and how people can sign up.
Great. Yeah, sure. Kids Fit at the Y is a program that we offer to 5 to 12-year-old students. It's in an inclusive, adaptive environment. So we are catering to any student, whether they have a physical or mental need or not. Any students available, able to sign up, and we adapt to make it inclusive for everybody to belong. We do fitness programs, a lot of fitness fun games. We do outdoor activities. We have skis that we can use during the winter, and we have a wildly popular program that we partner with Skywalker Stables in the spring and summer to allow the students to do horseback riding. And we're also continually adapting the program and adding different things. So I wanted, you know, the community to know about this great program that is, you know, supplemented by the Edith Trees Charitable Trust grant that we receive as part of the Champion Program, and wanted to get the word out about this program. And you can visit the warrenymca.org website or call the Y at 814-726-0110 to find out more information about the Kids Fit program.
Jen, it was a pleasure. Thanks for coming on, and I know we'll have you back. And once again, from the Warren YMCA, this has been Jen Hale. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.